Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and the May jobs report came out this morning. 175,000 jobs added nationally in the month of May. The unemployment rate ticked up a tenth of a percent from 7.5% to 7.6%. That may be a good sign that a few more people are entering the job market to even look. But we'll talk about these numbers and also take your calls with, as I said before the break, your 2013 jobs report. Give us a call on the job you got or the job you lost anytime this year. And especially if you think it says something about the field that you're in, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And with us is Greg David, Director of the Business and Economics Reporting Program at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and contributor to Crain's New York Business. Hi, Greg.
Good morning, Brian.
So you want to localize this 175,000 jobs nationally for us? Do you have local stats?
Nationally, you know, it's the same old okay number we've gotten practically the entire year. It's good that we're growing. It's good that the shocks early in the year, the sequestration, the higher payroll taxes have not derailed the recovery. It's not enough jobs to end the deficit we're in. It's not even enough jobs to absorb the 200,000 people who should be entering the workforce. And you're right about the unemployment rate. Actually, it was a good sign because it reflected some people coming back into the workforce. Locally, it's been the same story all year. New York City's doing a lot better than the rest of the nation. We're adding jobs at approximately double the rate of the rest of the country. Like the rest of the country, a lot of these are jobs that don't pay that much. Anthony Weiner made some crack about Red Lobsters in the last week. And yes, restaurant jobs were big nationally last month, and they've been big locally. And retail jobs have been big nationally, and they've been very big locally.
Well, since I know you've also been covering the mayor's race closely, when the Community Service Society, which represents lower-income New Yorkers, did their survey of lower-income New Yorkers this year, they found that the number one priority that people expressed for the next mayor is to create jobs with upward mobility, not just the Red Lobster jobs, if you want to call them that. Do you see that as something that a mayor has control over?
Well, yes, if they get the economy going. Also, I think there's so much bull in the Democratic primary that it does drive me a little crazy. Look, it's true we're creating a lot of lower-level jobs, lower-paid jobs, but do we not want them? I mean, I wanted to ask Anthony Weiner if he thought it's somehow bad that Red Lobsters are opening in New York. And the truth of the matter is we are creating a lot of higher-paying jobs. And, the tech boom is increasing, a lot of tech jobs, and they pay really well. We've seen a really big increase in advertising, business services. What's not happening in New York is what makes this recovery so different than every other one, and that is we're not adding finance jobs. Hmm. It's not a Wall Street-led recovery, and that area is diminishing in importance in New York, but I thought that was what we really wanted. So
you mean people were angry at Wall Street,
so
and people wanted to diversify the economy and not so be so dependent on the captains of the finance industry? And you're saying here we are, so there, you're getting what you wanted. But why don't we add? Why aren't we adding finance jobs this year with Dow 15,000 and all of that? Doesn't that trickle down to more jobs in the sector?
Not yet, and it's not trickling down because of a subject you've discussed a million times, right, Dodd-Frank. The new regulations, and Dodd-Frank is only one of many regulations that are affecting every part of the finance industry. It actually caused to create jobs, I think, in 2011 and 12 because they added all these regulatory people. But regulatory people are a cost. They don't produce anything. And I think it's really waiting on those institutions. And we've seen a decline in jobs on Wall Street, I think, for the last 6 months. Not every month, but over the last 6 to 8 months. So regulation is a clear issue there. You know, regulation is an issue in the national numbers, too. A number of the stories today suggest that one reason hiring isn't more robust is employers are worried, uncertain, afraid, whatever adjective you want, of the impact of Obamacare on their businesses, and they are reluctant to hire till they're sure whether Obamacare will saddle them with sharply higher costs.
Why would they be uncertain about it? Whether they like Obamacare or not, this is presumably settled law at this point, unless the Republicans succeed in repealing it, which I think looks highly unlikely because the Democrats have the Senate. So whether they like it or not, why is there uncertainty? Why can't they kind of figure in what the additional cost, if there are additional costs, will be?
Well, I don't think we know enough yet. You know, we don't know what the small business policies that are going to be offered through the exchanges that are the primary vehicle for businesses who will be adding health insurance to buy, we're actually going to cost. So, no, I don't think it is, you know, so clear. If you tried to find out today what your exchange policy would cost, if you were looking in the market in New York, you couldn't find out today. So I think there are enormous uncertainties, and businesses also don't know whether it's actually, until they know those costs, they're not going to know whether it makes sense for them actually to drop health insurance and pay the penalty, which some people fear will happen. So, no, that doesn't mean we know.
All right. With Greg David from Cranes and CUNY, let's crowdsource the jobs numbers. Listeners, your new job or the job you lost this year, what is it? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Robert in Manhattan, hired, right?
Am I on with you, Brian?
You are. Hello.
Hi. I am actually interesting story. I'm a professor at Rockefeller University and took on a new additional job last year as president of the Emerging New York Genome Center. So there's an interesting tip of the iceberg story here, which is there's explosive growth in biomedical technology going on in the city right now. We are opening a brand new building down in Tribeca, 101 Avenue of the Americas, and it's a consortium, really, of academics, pharmaceuticals, other people. There'll be 500 people employed at the Genome Center itself, and there are all sorts of satellite jobs coming from academic and hospital.
The genomics industry alive and well and growing in New York. Robert, thank you very much. We're going to go on to Ernie in Glen Cove. Hi, Ernie.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have a slightly different perspective on this. I'm in construction. I haven't particularly gotten or lost a job. But I could tell you that business has been absolutely horrible since the summer of 2008 when Merrill Lynch first collapsed. I'm finding, you know, construction is a difficult home improvement construction, particularly over here on Long Island, is difficult. Usually we're the first to get hit and the last to recover.
And Ernie, I'm going to leave it there just to get some voices on in our remaining time. But Greg David, a very, very short comment on construction and how much it's coming back. I noticed that the construction unions put their lot together with some of the business leaders for a lobby group to influence the mayor's race. So obviously they see their lot as tied together with business. But how about construction rebounding? We know it cratered after the financial crisis began.
Well, we've seen a big rebound in construction because of all the Sandy reconstruction that's taking place. Construction jobs are up solidly throughout the region, both in the city and elsewhere. And I was doing some work last week, and many of the unionized building trades are completely employed again. There are different issues, and Long Island's economy isn't recovering as fast as the city's economy. But construction in general is one of the bright spots over the last 3 or 4 months.
Michael in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. What you got?
First, I just wanted to say that, you know, I don't see regulation as being totally a cost any more than management is a cost. Regulation is management. It helps to improve efficiency and to weed out problems in a system. But I'm in a space right now that is growing really, really rapidly, and the company I'm with is hiring 3-4 people a week. and they're in online advertising, video advertising, everything in the mobile advertising, video, online video advertising. Is really booming. They can't seem to find enough people. Schools really don't teach it, so it's an open opportunity for people if they can get in sort of apprentice and then they learn because it's a developing field. You know, it's something that hasn't been done before. And, I mean, we're all sitting on top of each other. I've lost my desk because there's no place to put people.
Is there such demand? Michael, that's a great report. All right, everybody, take that tip. Learn online video advertising skills. Diane in Livingston with not as happy a story. Hi, Diane.
Hi. Yeah. I'm losing my job as of June 30th. I work at a community college, and my job was funded by a government grant, and salaries were cut, so I'm unemployed. However, they said I could have a job at an hourly rate, part-time, with no benefits.
This is, unfortunately, I think, going on in a lot of academia. But, Greg, why don't you give us a last thought in our last seconds here? And, Diane,
well,
I'm so sorry to hear you.
I thought those two calls were so illustrative of what's happening. Yes, there are government cutbacks, and the government jobs are declining, and that is one of the drags on the economy. But he's absolutely right about online advertising. The tech boom is really making a difference in New York, and basically he's part of the tech boom. A woman I know who had been knocking around in retail with a master's in international relations and couldn't find anything right just got hired as an account executive for a new website in New York. And I think we're going to see in the city, if the tech boom is not a bubble, we're going to see this really start to drive the economy in the city in the ways that caller just described.
Listeners, keep posting the job you got or the job you lost in 2013 to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. Greg David from Cranes and the CUNY Journalism School, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And have a great weekend, everyone. Brian Lehr on WNYC.